You're listening to Afternoons with Deborah Knight. Call now and have your say. 131-873.
Well, let's try again. Is this the real Tom Jorgensen from Pet Angels? Tom, have we got you?
I'm finally here. I'm sorry about the delay.
All right. I don't know what happened there, but we've got you. Good to talk to you. Now, tell me, pet funerals, what prompted you to get into this area?
Oh, I really love pets and I wanted to make sure that they got the best send off possible. So, you know, I started this in 2015 with my two nephews and, you know, there was a number of factors. My father was a veterinarian and it was, I'm a pet lover. So, I wanted to help and I thought end of life is something that's, could do with a little bit of improvement. So, that's where I ended up.
So what are you offering? Because they are fur babies. They are much-loved members of many families. And how are you helping people to send off their loved ones?
Well, we do exactly the same service as the human industry does for humans. We go out and pick up pets from either the vet surgeries or homes, people's private homes. Private home collections are a little bit different. We have two services. We've got our traditional service, which is a fitted out van. We've got seven of those. And then for a luxury service, we've got two Mercedes vans, station wagons that have been fitted out in a traditional hearse method.
So the pets are taken on a luxury drive, one last drive.
Yeah, with a music of their choice and a fresh flowers.
Wow. And what, yeah, what are people having to pay for this service?
The traditional service starts at $2.99 and our luxury service transfers start at $5.75. So that's collection. With the luxury service, you get flowers, but you also get a number of keepsakes, but you also get an individual cremation and then the ashes drop back to you in both cases.
And is there much demand for it, Tom?
There is. There is. The humanisation of pets is driving this because people, you know, people are getting more and more pets and people are choosing not to have children in a number of cases. We've seen the change in pet ownership. And with the pet ownership change, of course, prices for pets have gone up incredibly. And I think with the pet ownership going up, the expectations of the public are higher. Mm. So we've gone to meet that market where people basically want the similar service to what is available to their human counterparts.
Well, you must be getting demand because you're looking to expand into Brisbane and into northern New South Wales.
We're already in Brisbane and New South Wales. We've got a crematorium on the Gold Coast and we've got one in Virginia in Brisbane. Mm. So, and we service all the way down to Lismore.
Wow. Well, it's an interesting service, and you're right, they are much-loved members of the family, and many people are prepared to give them that final farewell. I'm glad we finally got you. Good on you, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for that. It's been great.
There is Tom Jorgensen from Pet Angels, and you can check out their website for more, petangel.com.au.